ثم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا ما يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد حياكم الله أيها الأخوة الأخوات حياكم الله وآواكم وضياكم وطيبكم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا البيت وهذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله لا زلنا مع هذه السلسلة العطرة وكأن اليوم سوف تكون آخر خطوة في هذه السلسلة كنا قد تكلمنا عن الصراط وعبورنا الصراط نقول كل يوم على الأقل سبعة عشر مرة اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم ومع الأسف كثير منا أول ما يطلع من المسجد يأخذ الصراط المعوج ودعا الله سبحانه وتعالى بأن يهديه الصراط المستقيم ولكن مع الأسف أخذت الصراط الأعوج أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعافينا ويعافيكم فما بعد الصراط وما بعد عبور الصراط هناك وما أدراك ما هناك الجنة وأبواب الجنة قبل دخول الجنة الله سبحانه وتعالى ينزع ما في صدورنا من غل كما قال سبحانه وتعالى ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على الأرائك متقابلين أي حقد أو حسد أو مرض قلبي ينزعه الله سبحانه وتعالى من القلوب تمهيدا لدخولك إلى الجنة ثم نال هذا هو موضوعنا اليوم بمشيئة الله. Brothers and sisters, we're still with this series which was taken and spoken about several months back, talking about the ahwal of the Day of Judgment. And last week we talked about the Sirat and crossing the Sirat. And you and I, at least every day in our Salah, we say, "Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim." We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us into the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And as I mentioned, you make that dua, asking Allah to guide you into the Sirat al-Mustaqim, yet as soon as you step out, you take a Sirat al-A'waj. You take the crooked Sirat, it's your choice. You do the dua, oh Allah, guide me into the straight path, but you chose to take a different path. You chose to take the crooked path. But you and I, alhamdulillah, we managed to cross the Sirat, and we managed to break it up from Sirat. As you go through the section of the record that I have mentioned last week, and then before entering Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do something amazing, which in fact something that you and I, unfortunately, we are Muslims, if not all, have certain diseases in their hearts. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ diseases such as envy, hatred, animosity. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before taking you and admitting into Jannah, He will cleanse you from this type of sicknesses, heart sicknesses. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ And we have removed from the flesh all kind of hatred and animosity and sin, hatred and envy. Why? Because Jannah, once you enter it, you shall be cleansed from all types of any sicknesses and diseases and whatnot. But then, with prayer, you will see the gates of Jannah, but you will not be able to enter those gates yet. Which you will hear one final call.
بسرعة الجنة. يمانس أخو خاص الصراع. يمانس بوضع مستقنة بوجه المغارب. فالآن الجنة عند سنة أخوصة بكيسة أيضا من الفوز. أخوات الجنة مقصرة. لكن كما أنت وصول إلى الخواص في الأبواب. كل أن تفتح الأبواب ينادي منادي. ينادي منادي. وعبادي إنكم أن تدعوا فلا تموتوا فيها. إنكم أن تدعوا فلا تموتوا أبدا. إن لكم أن تلعبوا فلا تحزنوا أبدا. إن لكم أن تصحوا فلا تبكوا أبدا. إن لكم أن تحبوا فلا تحرموا أبدا. هذه الجنة التي بوعدت بها. جنت بي أسلام القرى بقربي الكيب والجنة في الأرض. القرب تصلي رائعة لأبيكم. قلت إن شاء إنسان إن لكم أن تحيوا فلا تموتوا. You shall live in it forever. You shall never die. There will be no death. No more death. It's only enjoyment in the death. You shall be young. You shall never be old again. You shall be healthy. You shall never be sick again. Sickness that maybe you and I are suffering from. But some people put this suffering from years and years and years of what all kinds of sicknesses all that in this dunya. In Jannah, there is no such thing as sickness. But from now, in the Quran of the show, in the Quran of the show, in the Quran of the show, you shall be healthy, you shall never be sick, you shall be young, you shall never be old, and you shall be healthy, and you shall be happy. You shall never be sad again. Inna lakum an tan'amu fala tahzanu abada. All the problems, all the worries, all the hardships, all that in here. In Jannah, there's no such thing as sadness. And then comes the Prophet of Allah. So now, in the gate of Jannah, the gatekeeper was the man, Rasulullah was the Muhammad. Rasulullah was the Muhammad. The gatekeeper will say, I have been ordered to not to let anyone through before you are off to the past. And he will open the gate of Jannah. A gate. And this is the only thing to wish. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam in the hadith, he says, from Bukhari Muslim, بَيْنَ مَطْرَى عَيْهَا مَسِيرَةَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً between the two door panels of Jannah, the distance for 40 years, a day will come when this gate will be packed with people between Jannah. Imagine the door panels, just between this door panel is the distance of 40 years. Someone is watching and coming for 40 years. That's how huge the gate from Jannah is, eight of them, and that day will come where the gate will be packed with people of Jannah. We just want it.
Where are you going? The first thing you all go to is your home. How is the home now? You still know your home when it's not going to be no GPS. There's no need of any GPS or guidance. You will know exactly where you're going. Change the dimensions. But yet you are not internet. And you and I will notice something. We will notice that there were certain people that used to play with us and sleep with us. But they're not there. Because there's this day called the day of Friday. Tuesday, not there is a day called Friday, just like today. And it's the market day. When the people get together in the night, from different ranks, from different levels, those who are in the center of Canada, and those who are in the world from the agenda. Anyway, here we meet in this gathering every week, Sunday, Friday. You will know one another. You will know how to differentiate between who's in high and who's in low by the way they're dressed. Allah, 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 Allah. By the way they are, by their garments, and how they're dressed. This man or this woman is in different doors. Another in this level. Another in the other level. But remember what I said earlier. What I said earlier is that God is in heaven. So what I said earlier is that God is in heaven. All the problems in the existence. So even if you see someone who's higher than you, you're not here today. It's not like here today. If you see somebody who's doing better, you're not here today. You're not here today. You're not here today. remove that sickness from the heart so there's no pressure, there's no envy.
We will notice as we're all there, we have been very so-and-so, very so-and-so.
The father always said, you didn't make it. Or you didn't make it. That means the other
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order us to go into the empire, and Allah will prohibit the empire from burning us. The hadith is reported in Bukhari Muslim, so some of you may be thinking it does not make more sense. No, it does, because it is Kalam Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And وَلَا يَنْفِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ وَلَا يَنْفِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ الْيُوحَىٰ. He does not speak in vain. He is the one who said, you shall go to his fire, and I'm going to leave his fire from burning you. And Allah said, God can get anybody that you know up from his fire. Anybody who has the power of human in their heart. You have the power of human in their heart. And you will go in and you will recognize the other people. And you will give them up. You will take them to heaven. And then Allah will go back and say, Allah, and get from his fire anybody who has
no good.
You know, the Prophet Muhammad told the Sahaba one day something that really has ajabum. Something that really distressed them. The Prophet told them, إِنَّ مَعَكُمْ هَذِهِ الَّذِي صَعَدِهِ يُسْفٌ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِنْ نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ قَالَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَوْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً لَكُمْ لَوْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً لَكُمْ. The Prophet says to the Sahaba one day, you know, this prayer that you see here today, the part of this dunya, is one segment of 70 segments of the part of Jahannam. And it is part of Jahannam 70 times more of the part of this dunya. The Sahaba is the God of the Jew, the only one, never to be in the Jew, the confession, the God of the Jew, the only one. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the others, not you, inshallah, ta'ala, and your loved ones, but for the others. Their wishes would not come through. They wouldn't be there. They would call, "Thank you for protecting me. I was not seen here." They would have wishes, and the first wish they would say, "Oh, can I ask you to move out? Say that if I find my body moving." He addresses his fire and he says, Alhamdulillah, he let me turn him into praise be to Allah who saved me from you. Allah has given you something that has never given to anyone before me or after me. This matter don't even know about people who are already in the Jannah. He's thinking that he's the only one who's saved, and then he goes and walks towards Jannah, going towards the gate of Jannah, and then he sees a tree, and then he says, oh Allah, get me close to that tree. Ethnic group is a tree that is not where? Just off the middle of the Arab. Just off the middle of the Arab. Which is the mouth between Hezbollah and between Jannah. So people will remain in that mouth for years after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually will forgive them and make them enter Jannah. What are these people? The people who Shatana is not a Siyah. The people whose good deeds equate their bad deeds. They will be up there in the middle of the Arab. So this
still want to keep up. I remember one thing about me. When I get close to the tree, so I can see some water coming out from that tree, and I sit under the shade of that tree, and I'm like, I'm going to reveal to that man. Yeah, I see. If you want to, if you want to give it to you, did you ask me for anything else? Don't ask me for anything else. No, I'll make a bet, yeah. And it says, I don't need a rock. I'm like, I don't need a rock. No, I'm not going to ask you anything else. And then Allah will forgive him, and then he will go through, and he will sit next to that tree, under the tree, and then he will eat from the water bush coming from that tree, drinking from the water coming from that tree. And then all of a sudden, a second tree, this is what the Prophet says, a second tree, God is earned by the Muslims, a second tree, more beautiful than the first one, not in Jannah, not in Jannah, more beautiful. And he looks and he looks and he looks, and he made a promise, you know, I cannot ask you for anything else. Yet he goes and he says, oh Allah, can you get me close to that tree? I will not ask that for him. I will not ask for anything else. Just close to that tree. I want to go on into a meeting. Just under that tree. And then you go, honey, what do you have a sentence? You should promise that you're not going to ask for anything else. You must be happy. Yes, yes. What I can, our ego. Then I feel like I shall not ask for anything else. And then he goes, Allah forgive him. And he goes, and he sits, and he enjoys himself. All of a sudden, that tree, what happens? It's by the gates of Jannah. He hears the people of Jannah. He hears the voices of Jannah. He hears the enjoyment of Jannah. He hears the people of Jannah. And the people of Jannah. And he says, Ya Rabbi, Ya Niha, Ya Lord, Ya Niha, Ya Lord, let me in. Didn't you promise that you're not going to ask for anything else? Ya Rabbi, Ya Niha. My Lord, if I were to bring you out, you would. He thinks that Jannah is being fucked. So he comes back. What if they have no room? I have no place to go. It's all fucked. Maybe he went in on that day of the market. He did outside. There were people meeting together. This is huge. Come on. You know, what am I going to do? Allah has just looked at him. Oh, my servant. You want your place in Jannah to be as great as the greatest kingdom on earth? The greatest kingdom on earth is the kingdom of Sulaiman. Sulaiman ruled the entire world. You want your place to be the last man, the very lowest man in Jannah. You want your place in Jannah to be as big as the greatest kingdom on earth? Stop me, I don't call him in your prophet. So we must ask my name. And we must ask him, you are actually going to ask me once my name. We have been heard all this mind here because of the Lord, when he told us to have his mind. And then we, the prophet told us, are you going to ask me once my name? We are also going to raise minds, because Allah never want this man for me, and you will make him fun of me. Because this man says to Allah, you know, Rabbi, are you making fun of me? Why are you going to have me? You're creating sin to be as great as the greatest kingdom on earth, are you making fun of me? Why are you going to have me? Ya Rabbi, 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 this is the very lowest man who will enter Jannah. May Allah make you not among the lowest man. May Allah make amongst the very first one who will enter Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. You and your family, inshaAllah ta'ala. When the sisters, the Arab of Adamin, we ask Allah to read in his gracious name. You have to ask him a man or not ask him one of the four shades. ماذا أذكرون بتوحيدك؟ أتذكر النار؟ ماذا أذكرون بحبك؟ وحب رسولك؟ So Allah, will you make us enter his fire, yet our hearts are filled with tawheed, and our hearts are filled with your love and the love of your prophet? Ya Rabbil Alameen, save us from hellfire. Ya Rabbil Alameen, save us from hellfire, and save our loved ones from hellfire. Save our loved ones, our families, our parents, our children, our spouses from hellfire, and make us all admitted to Jannah. Make us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, be the neighbor of Allah. Ya Rabbil, make us among those who meet you at the end of the day. This is the greatest pleasure, is to be able to see the face of Allah. Ya Rabbi, make us among those. Ya Rabbi, make us among those who see the face of Jannah. Ya Rabbi, make our lives work in this dunya. Ya ilaha illallah. Because Prophet Muhammad said, man kana akhir kalamihi la ilaha illallah. Sakhara Jannah. Whoever is like this, la ilaha illallah. Ya Rabbi, make us among those who are in the Ya Rabbi, make us among those who are in the dunya. Allahumma lam haqqa 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 اللهم اجعلنا من احبك يا رب العالمين، اللهم ارزقنا حبك يا رب العالمين، وحب نبيك، وحب العمل الذي قربنا الى حبك يا رب العالمين، يا
لم يلد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. الله اكبر.